man to whom I talked this afternoon.
Yeah.
And he sounded very despondent, disconsolate, said he had had a meeting with his people. He had placed before them all of the arguments that had been made to him, said, of course, as his own, and that they thought they might not be able to control the tribunal.
Yeah.
And he said he still had some hope, but it sounded to me as if he didn't have much.
Push him, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, sure do. Yep. Well, there it is. We'll just have to wait for the event. I talked with the other fella. He left the house just a little while ago.
What was his reaction? Maybe he has some comfort.
No, he doesn't. He said, well, he had discounted this and anticipated it all along. And, he had to get himself geared up and see whether there was one more fight in him. And I said, don't talk like a sissy, a lot more in you. So we just had a social visit about it. He said he had not heard from his client and that he thought he'd just tell him that he understood that the tribunal was back in session considering what to do. Would be safe or useful to tell him anything more than to a total of
these. Well, what does he think the reaction will be then?
He said he just didn't know. He just couldn't guess about it.
Have any of these conversations ever, any of them, intimated that he is angry with me?
No, sir. Not a word. No, sir. Not a single word. Reviewing them again in my mind.
Do you think that this fellow you talked to first this afternoon is completely loyal to me?
Yeah, I think so. I couldn't say the contrary. Mad as I am about him at the moment, I couldn't say the contrary. I just think he's a fellow that got a tough problem and he resolved it in a particular way. I think he's got a strong sense of self-survival. There's that distinction. See, I don't think he's the kind of fellow who's likely to put his arm in the burning fire for you. Make that distinction. But otherwise, I believe that...
Why does he let them drive him? Because he thinks they're right?
No, they told him that they didn't think they could control the tribunal.
Well, the tribunal don't know a damn thing about this. I've listened to it for a week and I can't understand it. You can imagine what a nigger grass cutter knows about it.
Well, he says that that's what they warned him about and that...
Does he say now that they're going to try to control it?
Yes, sir. But I'm reporting to you my sense of what he told me, which my sense of it is that he authorized them to do the best they can, you see. To me, then, if that's all they're going to, they go in there with those instructions, and I'm afraid they're not going to try very effectively.
You think I ought to call him?
No, sir. I don't.
Okay.
I have to say that to you constantly, and I know how you feel, and I feel very deeply.
I don't mind putting my arm in there. I just
yeah, I know.
I don't want to do it just for the purpose of watching my arm go.
Yeah, I don't think it'll do any good, and I think it'll sort of make you a hostage to fortune there, and I don't want to.
Did you repeat to him a time or two that I had made a recommendation?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And he agreed. I asked him about it first, you see, and then he said, said, oh, no. And I said, well, I'm sure that would be so, because I know that he just wouldn't even consider doing it. We went and hashed over that several points. But I always made him volunteer.
Okay, all right. Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Yes, sir.